Welcome to the IT Experience Podcast. This is our monthly ITXM Insights episode, where we go through the current developments in the IT experience management world. Let's get on with this month's insights. Hey, welcome to this month's ITXM Insights episode. Hi Sami, hi Sakari, how you guys been?
Hi Pasi, very good, very good. It's starting to be spring here in Helsinki, so yeah. Much more energetic.
Hello, hello. It's doing good. Looking forward to this one, this episode again.
Yeah. And Sakari, hey, you've been working a little bit on the new global IT experience benchmark, and we actually got a listener comment on could we get some industry-specific values and numbers. So anything to, you know, put a little sneak peek on that, Sakari?
Yeah, it's the benchmark report work is probably my favorite part of the work because the numbers reveal always new findings, and we are looking deep into the industry differences. So in the benchmark, when it comes out, you will find out which are the industries where people are the happiest, where they lose the most time. And there are some surprises there. So keep your eyes open for that.
Okay. And then you, Sakari, you had some book recommendation for our listeners. So can you tell about a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so I was listening to another podcast, and Cal Newport came onto that podcast speaking about his new book called Slow Productivity. And one of the things that he speaks about there is how knowledge worker productivity has been very badly defined. And Happy Signal's slogan is more smiles, less time wasted. And I think that this book is really good at sort of questioning our existing concepts about what actually productivity is. Is it replying to an email quickly or closing a ticket quickly? It's not that. It really have to understand how those end users feel about their own work loss time to understand where those productivity losses are. So I think these are our way of looking at this, and Cal Newport's new book really support each other in a good way and evoke good questions.
Okay, awesome. And before we actually go to this month's main topics, which is around this more smiles, less time wasted, let's look a little bit about coming events. So next month in April, the 17th and 18th, there's again the SITS Expo in London. I think it's again in the Excel venue. And on the 18th of April at 11 at Theatre 2, you are Sami talking with Sean Brown for GEA. Anything you want to say about that session?
Yeah, it has been a pleasure to do that with Sean or prepare for that one. He will be the main speaker. I'll be supporting speaker. That is how I want to see it. So I'm talking about the theory and he's giving their story. Yeah, how they have been doing experience management and experiences on how these changes, how they work internally in IT and the relationship to the business. So if you are there, please come and listen to his story and their story. And of course, come to our booth to discuss about that or other things related to experience management. I will be there for the whole 2 days. And I think, Pasi, this might be our eighth time or something in SITS. So that has been the kind of the key event for us for years.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I think it's my first year that I'm not coming myself. So kind of happy to see it, how it looks from abroad. But yeah, then please come to the booth. You can also, if you have any comments about the podcast or some topics you want us to cover, you can tell those to Sami face to face. But then there's another hot topic session led by our Mark Buick. So Mark is talking about going beyond measuring employee experience. So that hot topic table thing is a round table that you can register yourself and then actually have a, you know, spar with the other people about maybe things that you are wondering on your daily work. But then also we have one webinar coming up on 10th of April, Introduction to Human-Centric IT Experience Management. I think this is a really good one. Maybe if you as a listener already know the basics, this might be something good to share with your colleagues, with your manager maybe, somebody that you need also a little bit of buy-in in your organization. So with Sami, we go through the very basics of how you think about human-centric and IT and what it really is. All right, but that's, I think, from the events point of view. Then there's a new blog summit that you've been writing, and it's called The Danger of Relying on Dex Tools Alone, quite scary looking title, but what is it really something all about?
Yeah, I think it's sometimes it's questioned by people who we talk to or prospects or customers that we have DEX and how what is happening is different to that. And that is a discussion we are having continuously. And this is just a block of writing that, hey, it's a, you need both tools to really get and do human-centric IT. You need DEX tools to understand what is going on in the technology, but you need to have happy signals or something like that to really get the people data to understand what people are thinking. So it's about that. What is the role of each of these tools? And, right. And of course, underlining what is the difference in the view of people data, experience data coming directly from people and how that, that changes over time. So it's a, I think, an answer to question that I hear very often from different people, partners also. So, and that's why we wanted to kind of renew our answer to that question in by that block.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. It's a good topic because, you know, different purposes, a little bit different angles, but both supporting kind of the same goals that the customers are trying to achieve.
And that's one and of then, the parts.
Go ahead, Saka.
I agree that like that's one of the parts you said, different purposes. And IT has many roles that need to be able to work together. And the different tools that are now available to them will provide different viewpoints. And it's also, I mean, ITXM data, people data is a great way of being able to look at that more holistic point of view that we spoke about in the last episode.
Yeah.
I think the, we are going to talk about productivity in this one, but I think it, one thing that is not very often understood is the difference of users in these two platforms. Because in our tool, it is used for making decisions. It's used to make the strategy decisions even on where to focus in IT, what matters the most. On the other hand, DEX tools, you really need to have them to be able to deliver good support services, for example. You need to understand and serve individual people. So our tool is used by IT leadership more than DEX tools. And when it comes to operational level decision making and individual tickets and so on, our tool is not so useful there. So it's a different kind of end users as well as it is different use case totally.
Yeah.
But let's not explain the whole article. Exactly. Let's leave something
so
for
there's a
for
link in the show notes, so go ahead and read the article on our website. And then I also picked one external blog written by David Keane. He's a technical service director, founder at CTMS Service Management. And he created a LinkedIn article on how to create the business case for IT experience management. And I think David combined many sources. So basically, if you wanna get another kind of point of view, how people think about the business case creation, I would recommend you to go and check that article out. Again, link you can find, you know where. But then, I think it's time to move into our main topic of this month's episode, and it's really about productivity and the financial impact of ITXM, and something that we have been creating already for a long time. It's a lot of content, a lot of things, data around productivity. But now we actually combined everything to the IT Leader's Guide to Employee Productivity. So this is a new guide on our website. You know, it's openly, freely available there and tries to summarize everything that we have learned. You can, of course, also download this as a PDF version, but it's maybe easy to just now click and go check it out with your mobile or whatever you're using to listen to the podcast. Anything you want to Sami say about more on this, like why did we create this and what is this whole productivity thing all about? This more smiles, less time wasted.
Yeah, the main thing here is, again, going back to what is very often asked from us is people are asking about this productivity side of what we do. So yes, everybody knows that we are measuring how people feel about IT services, but what does that really mean? Why to do it? And that comes to this productivity. And in this guide, there is, I would say, two different main areas. The first one is what we measure as well, is how productivity can increase and how you can make the rest of the organization to be more productive with IT, where you are losing time and so on. So how you use that data. But on the other hand, the thing that is quite often forgotten is that this is also data that helps you in IT to be more productive. you do decisions based on the experience data so that you can become more efficient. So the more smiles, less time wasted. In fact, in history, when we possibly made the decision of having that slogan, I think 9 years ago or something, it was to show what this means for IT people. But I think many people are now understanding that that is the what we measure. More slime, more time, more smiles, less time wasted, as it says on our wall here at the office. But in fact, it really is about how it feels in IT to do experience data.
Yeah.
You start to feel better because you make more value for business. You are doing a meaningful job,
yeah,
and you are doing more value with less time.
Yeah,
and that is kind of the whole thing in this paper is about these two things: how it feels for business, how it makes IT more efficient.
Yeah. So yeah, it's quite long. Sakari, you want to add something on that?
Yeah, just we spoke about the roles, and we actually had one customer where the technical people, so we're already using the Dex tools that we mentioned, had started using Happy Signals data. And what they realized is that they didn't have to update and improve every single part of their technical service all the time because they noticed people were happy with it. So they were able to decide, we will be focusing now on this bigger thing rather than updating all of these little things all the time. So in their case, it really freed up time. So they were able to be more productive with that important thing that mattered to end users.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's a quite long guide, I think we can kind of a little bit give a summary of what to expect to find on it. So if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, I'm kind of also showing it on my screen, what the different sections are. So you have an employee productivity 101, kind of understanding what are the different things that actually influence on employees' productivity. One of those things was the motivation things, for example, that you, Sami, said, and so on. Also, understanding on the thing that, Sami, you were mentioning, that you don't have unlimited budget, so how to focus on the things that matter the most. This, of course, is part of this watermelon effect story that we have been telling all many years, but the productivity is actually a key part of that outcome, that by solving the watermelon effect you get. Then also this link between employee experience and employee productivity and business value. And there's this quote from Forrester stating that the most important factor for employee experience is being able to make progress every day toward the work that they believe is most important. And this, for example, for the IT team that you're trying to lead, when most of the people maybe in your IT teams are working from home, how do you actually lead them, give them a, you know, purpose and a decision-making tool on making end users happy and then actually creating them more productive? But there's also some numbers here about calculating the value. So anything you want to add, Sami or Sakari, on this graph that we see on the screen now?
Yeah, I think we have been using and this kind of eye-opener for IT for quite a long time. So when we are measuring the lost time per ticket, currently the lost time average per incident ticket is more than 3 hours per ticket. And this is now asked from people, how much time do you estimate? And this is based on hundreds of thousands of feedbacks. So it's not one estimate, it's the average of all. But how you can change this to money is the thing, because there is a cost of that lost time for your business. And what we have typically used is 50 euros or 50 pounds or 50 dollars per hour as an internal cost. So that 3 hours ends up to be more than 150 euros per ticket. Yeah. And that price compared to how much, if you have outsourced your IT services, how much you are paying to the outsourced service provider, it's much, much, much less per ticket than the cost of that ticket to your business. And that is kind of the thing what we are now trying to guard with, what we have been for years doing, is helping people to start to optimize the lost time on the business side, not only optimizing the cost in IT of those tickets.
Yeah.
Because the cost of that ticket and the whole service is really the combination of what you bought and what you lost.
Yeah. Well, that's a good summary. I think people should go and read that thing. Many times when we're talking about people data, one of the topics here is explaining that measuring, you know, how do you measure and why measuring employee things. And I think this is part of our key things. Anything you wanna say about why measure the productivity from people box, not on the process or technology box?
I think that we have been talking about this kind of area quite a lot with Sakari, and I think that even that book that you, Sakari, mentioned in the beginning is very much related to this one, because the truth is that the feeling people had about the lost time is fact. It is not something that you can really see from how long the ticket was open. It influences, yes, the lost time also in most cases, but the feeling, how frustrated I was because something I was not able to do, is really influencing my whole efficiency, my happiness at work, and so on. So asking that from people is the only way how you get that productivity information. But I think the productivity thing, maybe I add here one story from a customer related to this concept of employee productivity, which is not an easy one. But I had a quite interesting discussion and with one customer in a workshop related to how AI is changing the productivity of their workforce. And they have set a target in the organization that they have to be this and this much more efficient as an organization. A really hard task to measure exactly. But when we discussed that how experience management can help to reach that target, we ended up in a situation that the thing in a big organization is to share the stories inside the organization that how and what you have done, and that will get you to that target. So it is not only about measuring how more efficient you are, but it's about getting more and more people to understand. What I mean by this is that in this case, we start to ask people about, did you get more efficient using this AI tool? And then they say, yes. We are asking, could you please share a story? What did you do? And that story is then shared to all the people in that area. And in Pasi and Sakari, you know, in our product, that is summarized by AI our product. That, okay, in this unit, these are the stories, that things that people have done to make them more efficient. And that is not coming as a push from IT. Yeah. That is real people's stories, what they have done. And that will get you to that target number. Measuring that is really, really hard in an organizational level. When we are not talking now about individual touch point with IT, we are talking about the overall efficiency of the organization.
Yeah.
But that is how we can influence that. So if there are other customers or prospects that want to kind of talk about this kind of area, of course, contact me or somebody else from the organization and let's have a chat, because I think AI is coming a big thing.
Yeah.
And already is, of course.
Yeah. And in the guide, we have listed all these different ways of thinking about the key benefits, how you need to do it. We have all these stories from the benchmark of how 80% of the lost time is coming from 30% of your tickets. How do you recognize actually what those tickets are? And then there's some customer examples of like Sami just mentioned, how to do it. But then there's also a little bit of practical guidance on using experience data to improve. And there's 7 steps. Are there any here that you'd like to highlight? I think the number one, of course, seek out available experience management guidance. And maybe I would like to highlight our website, that we have a lot of free guidance. You have the IDXM framework, the best practices, there's the foundation course. We have a lot of blogs, podcasts like this one, explaining a little bit on how to do this thing. Then, of course, there is the start with the baseline, which is one of those best practices. Don't really have to go deeper into that one. But any other here that you guys want to highlight? Maybe Sakari, if there's anything you'd like to point out.
When it comes to establishing consistent experience data analysis methods, it's sometimes we can see that when IT is thinking about how they can quantify that productivity of end users, they will use a different way of thinking about it than if they would be estimating their own productivity. And I think that's also one way of having this kind of standardized method of capturing that. It helps everybody understand it the same way. And that provides then a shared way of being able to say, he was productive, or this group was productive, and they were unproductive, and therefore make better decisions as well.
Yeah. Maybe what about this number 6, setting targets? Any examples, Sami, on you have on setting targets?
I think that is a leadership thing in my head. It's in the most beautiful world, how this works in and the best customer cases we have, how it works is that you have with the IT leadership, it can be one person, it can be CIO, it can be CIO office, whatever is the kind of methodology and teams that you have. But setting the most important targets for next 6 months related to happiness, related to experience, and setting that from the perspective where you have bad experiences, but also understanding what is important now in your business, what are the changes driving the whole business, because IT is not some isolated thing somewhere. You might be growing in some areas more. You're hiring a lot of new people. You are investing to some IT tools heavily. You should set a target that this is the focus areas of IT. And again, investing to what matters the most. So expense management, you select the areas where you wanna, what is more important to win. And in those areas, set the targets. Of course, quite often the first thing that people set targets when it comes to expense management, it's your outsourcing agreements. Mm-hmm. That you set targets on those, but it's not only outsourcing where you should be setting targets, it's the whole IT. This is the North Star metrics that for your internal IT you should be having in all IT areas. But starting from somewhere, then moving to have individual targets, but I would recommend to start from the like high level targets and focus areas, meaning these are the areas for where to focus. Because it's numbers and not the thing. The way of working is the thing.
That's basically where I was going. That I also linked here this, that we have this ITXM best practice called objective setting. And I think that's kind of like when you have your objective now for the next 6 months, then from that you pick out also some number targets. But first understanding the objective, for example, that is tied into your strategy. What are you trying to achieve this year? What is, you know, coming from the company strategy as well? But yeah, I think kind of highlighting that this guide is not maybe too much of content, but tries to summarize and gives also some practical steps. And of course, then there are this next step thing, what you should do and how you should think about it. So kind of as the same way as with XLAs, productivity is something that you cannot jump there directly. First, you need to set up these ways of working. You need to have the data and the tooling in place. And then you can start to actually get this value. And kind of how we want to think about XLAs and productivity is kind of this commitment that first, you know, get the practice, get baselining, you know, get everything running. But then the commitment is to actually create XLAs and create productivity targets and so on.
That is very true. And I would also say that in this is a kind of overall guide and gives you the understanding, but I think all of us three are very, very welcoming. If you want to have a individual discussion about your organization and the situation, we are more than happy to have a discussion related to this one so that we can maybe help you to take the first steps to increase the productivity in your IT. We love that kind of discussion. So
yeah. And if you go and read this, please come and write those comments. Like we said in the beginning, there was some comments coming from listeners about the benchmark report. So come and send us some feedback, send up some questions, and we're happy to go through them in the next monthly episode as well. But basically, I think that's everything that we wanted to share in this month's episode. Anything else in your mind, Sami or Sakari, relating these topics?
I think when it comes to productivity and it's just thinking about relate things back to yourself. If you are working in IT and you're thinking that this sounds like something very soft and unreliable, think about your own experience and maybe look at how you define your own lost work time with IT issues. And then think about if your current metrics actually reflect the same experience. So I think that's one encouragement that I would want to give to the audience.
I think a really good summary. Thanks Sakari on that. But hey, on that note, time to end this month's episode. So go ahead. You can find the links to subscribing again to our newsletter so you get notified when the new episodes come out. So you can get it from all different platforms. Read it, listen to it, or watch it, whatever is your preference. But thank you. And as we usually end this, stay safe and stay happy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hope you enjoyed this month's ITXM Insights. This is available as an audio podcast through our YouTube channel and also as a newsletter. If you haven't yet registered, please go to happysignals.com/ITXM Insights.